focus, just to persevere and just to make it. But everything that's within your grasp, you gotta take it, you gotta go harder. Just dig deeper inside you to find that method, that mode that wants that hunger to survive. Just to ride the grind and take it the way you gotta take it and never stop.
I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. Can't no one stop me, yeah, bring it in. I came to win, yeah, I came to win.
What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Diagnosis Success Podcast, where we talk about motivation, inspiration, dedication, and as always, just tapping into your higher self. And first of all, I want to shout out all the listeners, man. Like, our following is crazy. Like, it's the listeners have been through the roof. It has been phenomenal. It's dynamic. We are coming up on about a year of a podcast that we've been doing. So this is phenomenal. You know, not a lot of podcasts have that kind of success out the gate. So shout out to all of y'all. Shout out for listening. And today's a dope day because I got my sister. I got my cousin. It's my blood, my A1 from day one. Y'all know the vibes. We did a podcast before about the three types of relationships, and y'all loved it so much. So, of course, you know, had to have a 10 toes down. My cousin, Tanika Sadiku. What's up? What's up?
Hello, hello. I keep echoing with the microphone. Hello, hello, hello. Yo, what's up, fam? I'm excited. I mean, the people want to talk about relationship because that is what's happening. And mm-hmm. That's where everybody's mental is at. And everyone's dealing with some craziness. So,
facts. You know. Facts. No doubt, man. And yo, this topic is fire because the topic for today is if you love me, then you will lie to me. Right? That's the topic. And the wild thing about it, so we took a poll too. Like, we did some Q&A with people. So everything's anonymous. Like, we're not going to put names out there, but you know, we can disclose gender because I think that gives insight, you know. So we had a part one that we did with JD yesterday from the male's perspective. You know what I'm saying?
God. And then I would hear the foolishness that he said.
Yeah. And then we got, you know, the female perspective today, but we also got a lot of quotes. So we went through some quotes with him yesterday from different people. And then we got a different set of quotes from people today as well. So we're going to dive into it, but to give perspective, because I think perspective is very key. I'm going to play the audio snippet that this podcast is about. And this is based upon the conversation between Nikki Giovanni and James Baldwin. And if anybody's not familiar with it, essentially the conversation was her telling him that if you love me, that you'll be willing to lie to me, essentially. Like, you know, you'll be willing to omit or lie in order to protect my feelings, right? And what we have. So, you know, I'm gonna play it for the people.
Nikki Giovanni, she's an artist as well?
She's more like a poet. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was, you know, Renaissance woman, pretty much. You know
got
what
I'm it. Saying?
So, got yeah, it. So here we go. We're going to play this snippet for y'all.
Oh. If I love you, I can't lie to you.
Of course you can lie to me. And you will. If you love me and you're going off with Maddie someplace, you're lying to me. Because what the hell do I care about the truth? I care if you're there. Well, Billie Holiday say, hush now, don't explain.
All right, I accept that.
Of course you lie to me. And I don't even want to care. What does the truth matter? And why are you going to be truthful with me when you lie to everybody else? You lied when you smiled at that cracker down the job, right? Lie to me, smile. Treat me the same way you would treat him.
I can't treat
him. You must. Because I've got the frowns and the anger. He's happy with you. Of course he doesn't know you're unhappy. You grin at him all day long. You come home and I catch hell because I love you. I get least of you. I get the very minimum. And I'm saying, you know, fake it with me. Is that too much of the black woman to ask of the black man?
Wow, that's heavy, right? That's heavy. That's heavy, right? So she was basically saying, like, you know, I get least of you. Why can't you fake it with me, right? And you know, you got a lot of people that feel that in relationships that they can't put all the cards on the table all the time for whatever reason, right? So they lie or they omit. So I guess before we get into what some of the listeners some of what they said, and we can discuss what they said as well. Just off a rip, like, I just want to ask you personally, from your personal experience, have you ever like been in a relationship where you lied or you omitted information? And if so, would you be willing to disclose what it was you omitted and what was your reason for omitting that information in that relationship?
Okay, so absolutely. I think we've all done that. I think a big part of it is knowing the person's personality and what they can handle and what will start a fight and what will get someone riled up that doesn't need to get riled up. So yes, I have omitted the truth before in a relationship, and I'm thinking, okay, let's just get right into the mofo. I omitted, and I think all women do, and they should, because it's just not even in y'all interest to know, our body count.
Let's just get into the damn thing.
Body count. But why?
Let me ask why.
If a woman says more than five men, y'all automatically am like, she's a hoe. Or she's just too experienced, or your mind starts wandering and thinking, damn, she was with two handfuls of men? Oh my God, what the? But then you're like, damn, I love it when she do that backflip situation and this, that, and the third. But it's like, that is an absolute example of Omina. Absolutely. He was like, so, you know, how many guys have you been with, Tanika? And I was like, do you want to know? But then I'm looking at him and I can tell for a man to ask that, he has to be in a different mental state anyway. So I was like, five. I love them all. Five. Because he could not handle a real body count, because I'm grown. I'm 41 years old. Like, this is not. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, that's an example.
Wow. All right, but...
like, shit, you can't... Like, come on.
Wow. So, I get... But then everybody's not the same, right? So, you know, to play devil's advocate, some people can handle the truth, right? Some people can't. And, like, and you know, to your situation, you figured that he couldn't handle that. Now, let me ask you this question. What type of male was he? Because that also plays a part in that, because you got alpha males and then you've got the latter, right? So what type of male was this?
But let's be 100%, he was male. So all men have egos, and all men feelings get into a place where they're just kind of like, they overthink when it comes to the sexual organ that's between y'all legs. So it's what it is. He was, and the thing is, I don't believe there's only alpha and beta. I think there's an in-between male as well that exhibits both of those.
Possible.
Spot. Yeah, so I would say he was in between, because he absolutely exhibited alpha behavior, and then there was times he exhibited beta behavior. So I would say he was in the middle.
In the middle. Wow. Now let me ask you this question, because this is going to be a fire podcast show, by the way. We got some fire topics, man. Yo, if we got any new listeners, man, y'all need to tap in. Y'all need to subscribe. You know what I'm saying? All the A1s since day one, shout out to y'all. But all the new people, welcome. But definitely subscribe and go back and listen, because we got gems for days. It's the jewelry store. That's what we like to call it, because we got the gems. You heard? So, let me ask you this. So did you feel after you told him that he believed you, or do you think that he was skeptical? Meaning, like, did he kind of feel like you know, that you were running game a little bit, or do you think that he really
skeptical.
Took it?
He was skeptical. Yeah, absolutely. But he laughed it off, and he was like, "Me, you crazy." And then we changed the subject, because I'm like, brother.
All right, but here's the thing, though, right? We didn't even really get deep yet, but we really... here's the lyrics, right? So from a male's perspective, just so females know, right? I asked what type of male it is for this reason. Most common is alpha and beta males. That's like, right, glossed over, without looking at in-between the people that exhibit traits from both. A beta male will probably take it... They'll take the fool's gold, because what you presented was fool's gold, right? It's like, all right, let me present this to you and let me see if you accept this G. You know what I mean? An alpha male, 9 times out of 10, he knows game because he's up on game. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I would take that information and I'm going to process it accordingly, but I'm not going to let you know that I know that you're running game. Mm-hmm. That's why I asked what type of male it is, because, you know, sometimes the act of omission can backfire. So your intent was to protect his ego. But depending on what type of male he was, if he's the type of male that's alpha, he's a boss, he pays attention to everything, he know you run a game. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, so that sometimes it can...
Alpha really asked that question? No. Because...
Oh, without a doubt. No. Yo, without a doubt. You know why? because an alpha would want to know what he's getting himself involved with. You're not, no one's going to play a game without knowing the rules.
True.
I'm not going to play basketball and I don't know what a foul is. I'm not going to play basketball and I don't know what a travel is. So anytime you enter a relationship, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, you're entering a new game.
True.
For lack of a better words, right? And I need to know who this player is that I'm dealing with.
True.
I need to know.
Okay.
That's fair, right?
I'm happy though that I think that we are out of that stage where you need to ask that kind of question, because I think feeling now in a relationship out here in the dating world, it's more so everybody's grown. We know that people have sexual pasts, but it's more so making sure people are safe. This, that,
that's the thing. You know, so I think a lot of times, like, people sometimes ask the wrong questions. They don't ask the right questions.
True.
See, I could ask you, I could say, all right, what was your body count? But that train of thought is elementary at best, right? Because the thing is that, all right, if your body count was 20 people, but you use protection, that's great. If your body count was 5 people, but you weren't protecting yourself and you were giving oral sex to all these people, that's a problem. You know what I'm saying? So I think, like, I don't think anybody, I mean, you know, everybody values their health, you know, most people, right, with like common sense. So they want to know who they're dealing with and what history this person has had for a reason. You know what I mean? And, you know, I think, like, you know, if people don't want to say certain things, that's their business. But I do think that there's a moral obligation once you start physically having sex with people. If your past includes having unprotected sex, doing all this wild stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And then now you're engaging with another person. That's some serious stuff. You know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, you got to balance the scales. You know, omission is only valid in certain situations, as far as I'm concerned.
Sure.
You know, so I mean,
but that brother couldn't handle it. So that's why I omitted the truth. Because that brother, like, my ego, it was just so fragile. I was like, ugh, it didn't last, but it was just like, ugh, yo,
How long did the relationship last for?
I mean, I was with him for maybe a year, but because that really just spiraled back into other areas of insecurity that he was trying to get, like, it felt like I was his mom saying, okay, baby, you're doing good. You're fine. And it was like, I think that he really had issues with women and it was spilling out in all these other very insecure ways. And I was just kind of like, and I was with him for a year. I think I was bored. Honestly, I don't know why I was with him that long on some real. I don't know why I was with him that long. I was bored. I think I was just kind of like, dating world getting on my nerves. Let's see what's happening here. Because everything else was pretty, and it's just, you know, the insecurities would pop up every now and again.
Right. Wow. Well, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know who you're dealing with, right? So, you know, it is what it is. All right. So let me see.
Questions in these comments, sir. Because the people need to know.
Yeah. So we got some really dynamic commentary from listeners and people that were interested in this topic. So what we're going to do, let's see, we're going to get into those and then we'll dive into some other stuff. And for people listening to podcasts, in case you don't know, but if you see the video, I do have on my Darius and Nina t-shirt. You know,
we're going to talk about that Love Jones
action. Vintage Love Jones, you know what I'm saying? Brother to the night, blues in your left eye, trying to become the funk in your right. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like there was a lot of omission of truths in that movie as well.
Definitely. Yeah, we could get into that too. So, all right. So I'm going to say these are the statements from some of the listeners or people that like this topic. Shout out to all of y'all, man. And I know y'all going to like this because, you know, these are y'all words. All right. So the first one, this was, like I said, it's totally anonymous. We're only giving gender. We are not giving names. I repeat it again. We are only giving gender. We are not giving names. All right. This is from a female. She said, I omit because my boyfriend does not need to know about my past. I've had unprotected sex and oral sex with past partners. When he asks, I omit because telling him will not make me look good. So, and I just got this disclaimer, this is a judgment-free zone. We're not judging, we're just giving our honest feedback. So what are your, I know, listen, I think we kind of just broke this down, what I just said.
And please don't, whoever's listening, don't get upset with the answers that we're giving. These are our opinions. No one's judging. It's just legit. This is some wonderful banter, and we're just talking and discussing these wonderful topics that you submitted.
Right.
Because I have an answer to this.
Well, I think I already gave my answer already, because it kind of aligns with this. But you go ahead, knock it.
I think also it could be she was covering something up. Like, she didn't want to tell him that she may have been diagnosed with. Sometimes when that happens, like my friend of mine, she has, what is that? HPV and things like that. And those, some of those incurable situations that people get. And I'm not saying that she has this, but I'm just saying that is where that could lead if you're omitting on that level. Like, of course people have had oral sex, of course people are having sex out here, but you gotta be very, very careful when you're like, I've used unprotected sex with these different partners. Are you giving context? Are you saying, yo, but we tested regularly, but we took care of this, that, and the third. It wasn't one night stands. These were actually genuine connections and relationships that I had with people. But you gotta be careful, because that person's mental can go if they ever find out later on. Maybe you had something and you didn't want to tell me you had it. Mm-hmm. That can be, and that's when it gets scary.
Yeah, it's real out here, you know, and it kind of, you know, it's kind of like the Wild Wild West in a sense, because you don't know who or what you're getting. All you know is what someone presents to you.
Very true.
Right? There's no checks and balances. And realistically, the only checks and balances are if, like, you know, you're fortunate enough to just be able to have some valid, concrete information that, okay, this is who this person is. But, you know, to your point, like, there's a lot of diseases out here. You know, it's very, very dangerous to be out here just wilding like that, you know? And I think, you know, like I said, you got people that put the cards on the table. You have people that do selective omission. And I'll say this, you know, because everybody omits sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Or you got some people that keep it real. That's just their nature. You know, I would say realistically, an omitter is just a sophisticated liar, to be perfectly honest with you, right? Lying means outright, I'm like, yo, that ain't happened. I'm denying it to the casket drop. You know what I'm saying? And it did happen. An omitter is someone who, you're still lying, it's just you're classy with it. So you don't say certain things, right? It's like, all right, you're just not going to say anything, right? And you're classy, but you're still a liar, right? Because like,
asking me the right questions, I never lied to you.
If
you didn't sound yes. right, do you have such and such and such and such? I don't have to answer that.
And you know, and that's crazy, because that's like, you know, if you're in a relationship with that kind of person, I think you really should reevaluate that relationship, because that's pretty dangerous too. Because now that's a manipulator, right? That's someone who's saying, I'm omitting because, you know, and then they validate their behavior. So they'll say, well, you know, to protect someone's feelings, you know, I'm going to omit that. You know, oh, it wasn't my fault because you never asked me if I had unprotected sex with all these different partners, or if I did, you know, like she's saying, oral sex, like, this is wild. It's like, all right, those are things that you really need to share. You know, it's disrespectful to your partner if you're omitting those types of details, because that's important. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I put it like this, if I had been with like 20 different women and I never protected myself, I think I owe it to the person that I'm with to say, hey, listen, I just want to let you know I really like you. However, you know, my past, I haven't used condoms in these relationships. You know, I'm just putting the cards on the table, you know, like, and then you give them the opportunity to decide what they want to do with that information. You know what I'm saying? Because I would be a real creep to present myself one way and you think you're getting something that you're really not getting. You're getting fool's gold.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, so that's a wild one, man. Wow. Damn.
That's very wild, but that's exactly where your head goes when you think of it that way, because it's like you're omitting something. You said specifically oral and sex without condoms.
Yeah.
There's something else being omitted out that person would judge and be like, I don't want to be in this with you. Yeah. So I think
that's selfish. When you think about it, that's selfish, right?
So because you're that person in your life and you don't want them to look at you any different, and you want to keep rocking and having a good time with them. Like, unfortunately, something happened along the line of the sexual escapades. So now it's just like, I don't want you thinking this, that, and the third, and you got me getting out of it. Like, it sucks, but it's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
If you're not to have that conversation with that person, you shouldn't be fucking them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact. So,
like, let choose. If that person chooses not to.
Yes. Right. Give them I believe that wholeheartedly. Like, give the person the opportunity, you know, absolutely, because that's selfish. That's actually malicious, right? It's self-serving. It's like, you know, I'm omitting to preserve the image that I've presented. The facade, right? Because that's not true. And things come out, man. So who knows? All right. So the second one, this is a female. I don't omit because honesty is best. Regardless of the outcome, no one can ever say I was deceptive.
Okay.
All right. Female number two.
Wait, ahead, mama. But I mean, you can't tell me there weren't some white lies said at some point. I think sometimes people just lie sometimes and they don't even realize they're lying. I have absolutely been like, yeah, girl, I went to the grocery store. And I was like, no, so you went to Target. Yeah, I'm at Target. And you're not meaning anything by it, but legit, I'm like, oh yeah, I went to the grocery store. They had apples. So girl, you was in Target. You was in the grocery section. But if someone's like, oh, what store you went to? Oh, I went to the grocery store. You went to Target. That's a lie. Right, but sometimes right. It just comes out and you're not even thinking that.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. That's true.
But good for her. That's what's up. And she's like, look, I'm giving you all this. You
can't put it out there, right? If you can't handle it, that's on you.
On you?
I mean? Yeah. All right. So number three. Get this one. All right. Female number three. This is crazy. When they put religion in it, that's when it gets crazy. The Bible says,
facts.
Don't let the right hand know what the left hand is doing.
No, she did.
Wait. No.
No, she can't use the Bible to come out in her foolishness. Girl, that was smart, but girl, no.
Yo, tell me, not everything needs to be stated, so I omit. I've navigated this way with my boyfriend. Wow.
And the thing is, we need to know also, is she in a successful, happy relationship?
Right.
That's what I want to know. Like, you're omitting things, but are you in a successful, healthy relationship? Because you're giving two lies, one truth. Like, what's happening?
Yeah, you know the crazy thing though, like, I guess, you know, sometimes people find ways to validate their behavior, right? Yeah. So it's like, all right, the Bible said, but everything is context, right? Like, that was completely remixed. That was a remix to the remix. That was not the way.
Remix,
that, yeah, rewind, like, yo, yeah, drop the bomb. Like, yo, like, yo, man, like, okay.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Love it, though. Love it, though.
That was the first one that put the Bible in there. Okay. All right, let's see. All right, this is from, let me see. This is...
watch Love Jones tonight. I'm going to rewatch that.
Yeah, Love Jones. For all the listeners, if you have not seen Love Jones, it's a cult classic. You need to see it. And we're going to break it down. We'll go into that, too. But, all right, so number four, this is from a male. People often dish it, but can't take it. How can you say you want an honest, loving relationship when you choose to omit? That is selfish and only benefits the person that chooses to omit. However, those types of people conveniently always want you to be honest with them. Go figure. The men are coming out the gate strong.
Oh, just like, we're getting our point across. Yes, he's right. 100%.
He's valid.
Hands down, he's absolutely right. But let's be real. It's the reason that there's an issue when you are truthful is delivery. That's why the smooth Casanova brothers can have 55 chicks and they all know their place and they know what's up, because his delivery, his ways of being honest, and how he watches out and makes sure that the person's feelings are right. Because I think that a lot of times, yes, you can be truthful with me and be honest with me, and I want to do the same for you, but people can't handle if their emotions are not in check. And if they are getting to a point where it's like, yo, tell me you love me, when you like, I'm in strong like. And the thing is, there's a way to say that you're in strong like that doesn't make me feel like, damn.
Wait, because you might have went over some people's head. You said you're a strong like. Explain that. Like, and wait, has anyone ever told you you're a strong like?
Yes. Yes.
Well, wait, what? Wait, yes, so I feel mad. Oh, yo, I don't even, yo, so is that like a way of curbing somebody? Like, I don't really rock with you, but I still want to maybe like be intimate with you, like just have a good time.
Yes, yes. Because staying strong like means, because legit, I think I told him I loved him. And you know how the love word come out, spill out, fall on the damn floor. You want to pick it back up, put it back in your heart and be like, no, he's not ready to hear that. But I was
No refunds,
and it sucks because I wanted a refund on that. I love you.
Wait. How long were you talking to this dude before you said that?
Now, the problem is, this is when I was young.
Okay.
One now. I don't remember. This was maybe 17, 18 years old.
You good, man. You was young.
You know what I mean? But I didn't know nothing. And he legit was like, hey, yo, you dope. I'm in strong life, but I'm not in love. And I wasn't mad at him for saying that. That was the realest thing ever, because I didn't assess the situation to understand we only hang out at night. We only hang out at certain times. It's not on some love. This is you in lust, Tanika. You're not in love, baby. You're in lust. And I took it as, you know, this, that, and the third. But yeah, he definitely said strong. Like, that was the first time I heard that. And I was like, I'm putting this shit in my Rolodex.
Yeah.
This actually is kind of fly to be able to be that honest with someone, but he did it in a way where I didn't feel like my feelings were hurt. And I didn't take it as, oh, you really mean you love me. You just don't know it yet. No. I took that man for what his words were. So.
Wow, man. I mean, you know what?
Have you ever said that word?
A strong like? I never even heard that term before.
Are you serious?
I feel old as hell, man. Like, yeah, I be knowing, man. Like, I'm outside. Like, I know what's going on, but I never heard it.
The dating world, so you're not hearing those terminologies.
Yeah. I haven't heard that, man. You know, I know curb somebody or whatever. You know, whatever.
Yes.
Wow. So, yeah. So this brother, I think he made a valid point. You know, I don't see any fault in anything that he said here. Basically he said like, you know, a lot of times, you know, people that omit, they want other people to be truthful with them and put all the cards on the table, but they don't reciprocate that, you know. So it's like you're omitting when it's convenient for you, yet you want the world from somebody else. So valid point. You know, if you dish it, you gotta be able to take it.
But again, that's just a way of doing it, so everybody's chill. Like, figuring out feelings, having the right monotone voice when you say these things, and not like, yo, so son, I don't want nothing to do. Just monotone, like, I think you're amazing, but I don't love you. You know what I mean? There's a way to do things, like, to just curb and protect somebody's feelings. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at all. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's valid. That's valid.
I'll get 1 point. Finally, y'all say something that makes sense.
Hey, man, came through. He represented. You know what I'm saying? Oh boy. All right. This one's a Debbie Downer kind of. All right. This is a female. I don't omit anymore. My fiance broke up with me after finding out I had been omitting things from my past. I lied about past partners and tried to cover it up, but it came out in a bad way. Wow. Well, that sucks. Sorry. You know, sorry that you lost your fiance. Over omission. And I'm, you know, I guess I kind of wonder what was it that was omitted that caused something like that.
There's still so much context that we don't know about that omission. That's very interesting.
Yeah, and I think the common thread that we're seeing here so far is that, you know, when you're omitting, just realize that if that's the path that you're going on, that you are playing with fire. Because not everybody is going to be receptive when the truth comes out. It doesn't always come out, but sometimes it does, you know? And then it's like, now that person is looking at you sideways, like, well, this don't align with all the things you've been telling me all the while, like this, you know, what is this?
Yeah.
So it's like, you gotta be willing to deal with that when it comes. And you know, then the question becomes, will you continue to just omit?
Yeah.
Or will you boss up and take accountability and say, hey, you know what, I messed up. You know, this is what it is. So,
but if this person could call off a whole ass wedding, a whole ass marriage, a whole ass, you got on your knee and decided, I was actually having this conversation with another friend. You got on your knee and decided that this person is who I want to be with for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. For the rest of my life. Like, that is a decision that a lot of men and the women that are proposing, God bless y'all, but a lot of men are That's another podcast. Oh, we gotta go into that. Oh
yeah, that's different. That's real different. Like
that's crazy. But I think that's real. Like for you to think this person is Susie Perfect when she finally does feel comfortable enough to tell you about what's going on. It may not have come out in the right way, but sometimes early on when a woman is too open and too honest, it scares men away sometimes because men get to think, do I want to be with this person? So that was kind of messed up on her end to take away his right to let you know if he wants to deal with that. Yeah. And the thing that sucks about it is that you got a ring, you got a man that wanted to pledge his life to you, and now he's walking away because he feels betrayed. Even though in a situation, you can't tell me there's plenty of stuff that he hasn't told her. Because he was committing stuff. Because everyone does it at some point, subconsciously or unsubconsciously. And that sucks that, damn, like, we are calling off a marriage because you feel I just left out too much stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, and then to give context, too, because we don't know. Like, you know, this, from what she said he broke up with me after finding out I had been on many things from my past. So this doesn't even sound like, the way it was written, it doesn't sound like she provided him with this information. He found this information out. So I guess that sucked even more that it's like, you're not even, you're being lied to, number one, right? And then it's like, you have to find out on your own what the truth is, and it doesn't even come from the person that you're in this relationship with. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, this is... Dangerous game, man.
It's a very, very dangerous game. You're right about that. Very dangerous.
Yeah. Just, that's, you know, I think...
He wasn't for it. We don't know the severity of what she kept, but if you put a ring on my finger, I should be able to come and show you all my ugly, and you still love me and want to do this.
I don't know about that, man. I don't know about that. Nah, man. Check this out. Yo, if, let's say... I don't know. Let's say dude paid like 30 grand for the engagement ring, right? You put a ring on this girl's finger, right? You think she's a certain person. Then you find out that she's not. Let's say this chick done been with like 20, 25 dudes, right? Just trains ran through. Like she's a runner. She's a track star, right? Like we said on the last one, she is the baton, right? Like she's in the streets. She's for the streets. I don't know, man. Do you really want to wife that? You want to be out in the streets and you walking past dudes that she done gave a head to, you know, to the whole block. You walking past dudes that she done slept with raw. There's an army of men out there that done had her. What's special about her? Like, just keep
but
it real,
put
right?
A ring on her finger, so there was something.
Nah,
special
but he did. But
her.
He did it. He put a ring on it before he knew what he was really dealing with. The question becomes this, right? It's like if you, all right, let's take you, right. Let's say that you're with a guy, right? And he presents to be one way, but then ultimately, like, you start finding out things about this dude, right? You start finding out that, like, oh, things that he was omitting from you, right? That he really is, right? Like, this dude could be a freaking whore bag, right? And it's like you think, oh, that's my guy, right? That's my honey bunny, right? And this guy's just straight trash, right? It's like the saying goes, I love you, but I love me more.
Of course.
So it's like, you know, I can love you, but like, what is this? It's like, you
but
know.
But I'm going to find it out before the ring is put on my finger, though. I'm going to do my investigation work.
No, but I'm saying, but you got to put yourself in this man's shoes in this situation, right? He found out after the fact. You see what I'm saying? It's different if you know before, but after the fact, it's like, you a sucker, B. Like, straight up. Like, if you proceed with that, you're a sucker. I'm sorry. Like, there's no way that someone can play. I mean, you play. She played him, man. I'm sorry.
I hear you. I just I love that we playing devil's advocate because I guess I get sentimental because we get into that whole for till
death. Yeah, we've been doing this our whole lives, man. We had these conversations
for the black love, and I pray to God bless me with someone great that will love me in the midst of my ugly. But I will divulge my ugly because first off,
that's the thing. You're willing to divulge it,
but it's a test as well. Like, if you saying you want to be with me, this is the ugly that comes with me. And if you can't handle that, then by all means.
Ah, come on, man. That's that old adage, like, I'm strong. You can't handle me.
Not right? But it's like, true. Like, so you what? Want my ugly, don't you? You want my ugly. So You ain't gonna get my ugly on the first date.
Ugly doesn't come without standards. How ugly are we talking? Are we talking ugly? Are we talking ugly where you got sexually transmitted diseases and it's like, you know, that's your ugly, and it's like, oh, accept me as I am because you love me. It's ugly. But I gotta go to the clinic to get my medication. Can you take me to my clinic, baby, to get my medication?
Shut the fuck up. But it's real, and that's 100%. But I do think in the midst of growing the relationship, you're growing a friendship at the same point. Absolutely. So yes, please tell me what's up. When I tell you, okay, listeners, I'm about to get real graphic.
That's what they love to hear.
So myself as a single black woman, forgive me, aunties, and whoever else watching that we love. If the way that DL and all these other different binaries, non-binaries, people are walking around, if I'm going on a date with a man, I'm always gonna ask. Has a penis been in or around your butthole at any point in your life? Has it been in your mouth at any point? Have they touched? Have you ever fantasized about another man? Has another man kissed you and you became aroused? Did you kiss him? Did you punch him? Have you touched it? Have you looked at someone in the shower room? Have you looked at the gray sweatpants? I asked, have you ever watched gay porn? When you watching porn, are you focused on the man pumping or are you watching the woman? What is it? How freaky is the porn? I'm going to ask that. Kyle, you need to know these things.
I agree 110%. And that's why we're having a podcast, because people omit when you ask these questions. So they don't keep it real sometimes.
And even body language too. Because if you start squirming while I ask where that wee-wee been and where's what holes or whatever, have you heard of boy pussy? I'll ask that.
What?
No.
What the hell is that? Yo, I feel mad, OB. I don't even know none of this. I don't know what's going on out here, man. People are crazy.
Yo, Kyle, boy pussy is the butthole where men have gay men have sex. That's boy pussy.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry, y'all. Just wanted to just put it out there. Here we grown, but you know, I know it was a little graphic. My bad. But I have to ask that question because I got to protect myself, because I would never want to, like, the man that left the young lady with the if my man would have been like, Tanika, I've had a few gay experiences.
Has that ever happened before where God told you?
No. But but the thing is also, that's something a lot of men are not going to that.
They lie. They omit. These people omit.
Because black women gonna look at you different. That's just what it is. We're gonna look at you different, like, oh, so you did blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. I know that for a fact, that's something they're gonna completely omit. I'm looking at body language, because I'm seeing the squirming. Because the alpha man is gonna be like, no. He's like, if I had sex with a man, I would let you know. Da, 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 da. But there are men that's
Yo, like, alpha man ain't gonna say it. Alpha male just gonna tell you straight up, yo, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah. Yo, don't even come to me with nothing crazy like that.
But you gotta see past that too, because that can also be a counterfeit.
That's true.
Answered my question.
Right, because some dudes, like, they overcompensate, right? They try to make, like, a smoke screen, and they really go off like that. You know what I mean? They be going back and forth to Atlanta and coming back up.
Going to DR, I don't have sex with them. We have lights out time. What's lights out time? You know what I mean? Like, all of that. You have to ask. You have to ask. And the thing is, there's nothing wrong with the listeners who rock that way. Good for you, but let the people know so that they get to have the option of choosing if I want to be with them. But a lot of men may be like, yo, I'm bisexual, but I'm really attracted to this woman and I want to be with her. But I don't want my past, because he could be like, you know what? I'm done with that. I don't want to think about that no more. I really just want to focus on you. I want a family with you. You know, we know people that switch it up.
Yeah.
Switch it up to a point where they're just like, you know what? That don't rock with me no more. I don't want to do that anymore. But you have to, some women will accept that. That's what I'm saying. Some women will be like, that's cool. As long as you're not coming back with diseases, as long as you're done with that, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. But at some point, those feelings and those emotions pop back up that you just be like, let me just have a Friday night real quick. Let me just go do and then go home and there's no issue.
Right.
It's real. Yeah. People are defining these relationships and doing what they want. They're doing whatever they want.
Yeah, that's the hard part about it though, because it's like, you know, that's why, like you said, you got to pay attention and you got to realize like who you're dealing with and what you're dealing with. Yep. And don't take things at face value. People lie.
Again, you got to keep digging. And the first lie. Day will lie. It's a game.
And the thing is that with omission, what people don't realize, like I said, it's just sophisticated lying. You know, whether it's your cup of tea or not, it's like, you know, you go to McDonald's and you get a cheap burger, like, you know, 2 for $5. You go to Peter Luger's Ruth Chris or Blackstone, you can spend $1,000 for two people, right? It's still beef at the end of the day, right? Right. It's levels, right? It's different types, but it's the same thing at the end of the day. So that's the basis of a lie and omission. It's the same thing. It's just a different type. You know what I'm saying? The same
way of saying lying.
That's it. You're a sophisticated liar. That's all. You know what I'm saying? Like that's it. That's the vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So all right, let's go to number six here. All right, this is let's see.
And so I actually had a conversation with one of my gang homies who said, he was like, Tanika, you have to be more open. Because he was like, your man could have been bi and no longer wants that world. And he may be scared to tell you because this, that, and the third. And I was like, interesting, but I don't agree. But interesting.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, but I've heard that they said that a lot of Black women are very biased when it comes to that. That is something that will completely turn off a lot of women.
They said, but the thing is this. Rightfully so. Like, if, all right, you got a lot of women out there that they find out that sometimes these guys are down low. So they got to feel a certain way. They got to have those emotional walls up to protect themselves. Because, I mean, imagine that. You spend years with a guy, you got two kids with this guy, and then, you know, you find out all of a sudden, this is what it is. Like, yo, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we, you know, on this show, we're big on being inclusive. We're big on accepting of all people, you know, all races, all sexual preferences. But one thing that we don't compromise is truth, you know? So, you know, if that is your truth, own it and walk in your truth. You know, don't destroy other people's lives in the process because you want to omit important things. Like, that's real right there. Like, you know, you're impacting people's lives because, you know, if that's the life that you're living, you know, down low, whatever. So, yo, just be true to yourself, man. You know what I mean?
Very true.
Yeah. All right. So this is another female perspective. The female is really represented. We had some guys. Some of the posts from the guys was with JD yesterday, but there's a couple of guys here, but this is mostly females. It says false, because in the end, it's always a bigger problem. I understand people lie to protect a person, but honestly, it hurts more. Now, there is trust issues because I don't know if you're telling me the truth. I'm going to always wonder what else aren't you telling me?
Facts.
That's valid, right? That's and we kind of touched on that too, where it's like...
sabotage a relationship if you're always thinking, what are you not telling me?
Once you omit and then, you know, you open up Pandora's box and then it's like... All right, now everything becomes a red flag. You have this, you have the circus now, a bunch of red flags. You know what I mean? It's like, so, yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. All right, let's see, how many more I got? I got 1, 2, 3, got 4. Okay, this one, this is a lengthy one. So, this, and I think these are all, these are all, yeah, the rest of these, we only had one guy quoted. All of these are females, the rest of them. All right, so this one is, so she's referencing the clip with Nikki Giovanni and James Baldwin. So watching this clip, I had a lot of feelings, but needed to delve more into their conversation. So I had to go and find this clip in its entirety. The longer version gives you more context in what Miss Giovanni believes, and I have to agree with her. Why should you lie to those that are not as important to you and then not to me? When life gets hard, I'm the person that is going to be there with you, building you up, supporting you, and making it known that I trust you. Not the white man you smile at, quote unquote, on your job. Why give them more respect than you give me or our family? So if you're going to lie to anyone, then it should be me, because I'm also the person that you tell all of your truths, your hurts, and fears. Unfortunately, there are some who don't know how to not put all their unhappiness on their partners because they need to have someone understand their stress, not realizing it's not what you do, but how you do it. The same way it's not what you say, it's how you say it. their partner doesn't become a sounding board, but instead becomes a whipping post and takes the brunt of the frustrations of life.
Yeah.
I agree.
100%. Because taking it back to that, to the clip as well, that was what, the 70s?
I believe so.
Yeah. And back then, women were like, the men were out there running and taking care of what needed to be taken care of, but they would come home so mean, so exhausted, so frustrated, so angry because they were constantly being treated as subhuman because they were Black and constantly having to bend to be around the white man. So it was intense back then because all you had to do was shuck and jive all day. Shuck and jive all day. That is exhausting. That code switching is exhausting. And then come home and I want to flip out because I want to be a man that I was supposed to be treated like outside.
Facts.
So I get it. That
yeah. Like they say, you know, the cat kicks the mouse kicks the cheeks.
Yes.
You know True. What I'm saying? And historically, that's what happened to minorities. It's like, you know, being, you know, basically emasculated, you know, in regards to your manhood and not being able to be in a position where you can be an authoritative figure. So society constantly beats you down, and then you get those situations where men came home, first thing they do, open the alcohol, start drinking, start whipping on mama, you know, cursing out the kids. Yep. Then you start getting into generational trauma, right? Yep. Because now your kids grow up seeing that. And then what do? They just emulate that same behavior because that's what the norm was, when really it was all toxic masculinity, you know, that was just being it was a deflection, you know, of what they were really dealing with, you know? So it's crazy, a lot of layers. All right, this one, this is a female. For me, that statement is false. Under no circumstances do I want someone to lie to me or quote unquote omit the truth. A deep connection is based upon transparency, not lies and omission. I believe a person is a coward when they say that omitting the truth is sparing the other person's feelings. A successful relationship is based upon the truth. When someone tells the truth, it says how much they care about you.
And then you could flip that coin and someone could be like, I'm giving them the truth because I care so much about you.
Is that gaslighting? I mean, because we could get into that, right? Like, that's like, I don't know. That's kind of like low-key gaslighting, I kind of feel. Because now you're using the psychology that I'm doing this for us because I love us and I love you and I'm protecting you, but really it's self-serving and you're a coward. I agree with this person because it's like you're trying to omit something that you don't want someone that you claim you love to know about you.
Yeah.
And it's cowardly because you can't face the music.
True. Because again, so, I know the consequences that come with once I tell you the truth.
Exactly. So it's like, you know, if that's the case, then I would say, you know, and I agree with this person 100%, like, well, then you need to own it. Like, if that's what it is, then own it. Don't say that you're doing it for your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. Don't put that off on anybody else. Own it. You're doing it for you. You really are. You know, to say like, oh, you know, damn, I won't tell my girlfriend this because she won't be able to handle it. Nah, bruh, you can't handle it. Because you can't handle the consequences and repercussions of how she might take that information. So you're just going to be a coward and you're going to say, yo, I'm just going to minimize. I'm going to omit. I don't want her to know.
Yeah.
You're a coward.
100%.
Yeah. So I agree with that one.
That's real.
Yeah. All right. Let's see.
It's all a part of this adulting thing that's happening.
All We're part adult- of this adulting thing, you know? All right. We. Yep. Now, we got two more, and then we'll get into some more layers of this. So, last two. People lie to protect both the innocent and the guilty. It can be self-serving or to alleviate discomfort for the other person involved. In the end, if you feel you need to lie to serve only you and your purpose, but negatively affect your partner, then you're a selfish individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Valid,
absolutely. But let's be real, we are a very selfish society. This sounds wonderful, but I bet each and every one of the people that have written in, you have said a lot. I have told lies. You do that sometimes Yes, because you don't want them leaving. And because we are in a selfish society where we want what we want. We don't want the consequences. We don't want to lose it. And then if we also think of on the level of how big the lie is and how big the omission is. Like, if it's just like, maybe your feet stink. No, baby, your feet smell good. I love you.
meanwhile, you buy them some foot wash.
Yes, a football fan. A big dad. Hey, babe, take your shoes off and put them outside. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to hurt my boo's feelings. But, you know, there's levels to it. But again, we are in a society where people lie all the time.
Yes, 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 yes.
So it's very interesting. Because you could say women are lying when they wear makeup. You could say men are lying when they have their facial beards so thick and heavy and whatever. You know what I mean? Like, there are levels to it because people are, we get to create what we want the world to see.
Right, right.
We get to be who we want to be. But in the midst of it, it's like finding someone that's really going to be there for the ugly. That's a very beautiful thing. And I do think people take that for granted. Mm-hmm.
We got the last quote, and then we're going to get into some other stuff here. The last one is, so a part of me is conflicted because honestly, us as human beings, we don't want to know the truth. Crazy as that sounds, we say we do, but we really can't handle it.
Very true. That's how it's the aliens and Area 51. The government always has given us their truth because they're like, we don't want to start a epidemic. We don't want to start pandemonium. Because they know us, they call us sheep. They look at us like, okay, we got to give y'all the knowledge we want y'all to have. That's not fair, but they doing that because, you know, they think from their level, this is what it should be and how it should be. So.
True. True.
It's true. Crazy. Very crazy.
It's true. It's true. All right. So here's a question that I have, because we spoke about before. We were basically saying, you know, certain things, maybe it's okay to omit, certain things absolutely not. So what are your thoughts on the things that are non-negotiable that should not be omitted? I think one that we spoke about was the whole unprotected sex thing. I think that's something we can, you know, agree upon, that, you know, if that's your history or whatever, that you should divulge and be honest about that.
Absolutely.
Right. Because you're talking about health. That's important. You know what I'm saying? If you don't keep that real, I'm sorry, you're a scumbag. Seriously.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
What else do you think is non-negotiable? Like, no, you shouldn't omit that.
Oh, I say credit score.
I say valid.
Financial status. How much you're in.
Valid.
Is there a baby walking around that thinks that you have
children.
No idea? That,
children.
You know what I mean? I do think that, I think a lot of times, if you think that this is something that shouldn't be omitted, why don't you ask the person that you're dealing with first? Mm-hmm. Like, give them that common courtesy. Like, ask them and let them know, you know, do you think this, that, and the third? Because there are so many, that list can be forever. Like that, I mean, there's so many omissions that are just like, no, you should actually tell me about that. Like, you know, like, let me know how much of a mama's boy you are. You know what I mean? Like, if you have a micro penis, let me know you got a micro penis. You know what I mean? Because that's another thing we can get into. A lot of men lie about their size. And I think a lot of women get to that point where they're like, yes, I'm gonna be intimate with him. Yes. And then before you know, you're like, what the fuck? You told me you are bingo and you are my green though. Like, it's not, it's just not.
You know what? I'll tell you this. For all the women out there, for all intensive purposes, this is a gem right here. What I found throughout life is that people that are successful in certain ways or have certain things, they don't talk about it, right? We don't have to talk about it. Like, you know, I'm getting to money. I don't talk about me getting to money, right? I don't have to rap about me getting money. My music is not about me getting money. I just get money. I get to the bag, right? I got a Rolex. Do I have to walk around telling everybody I got this expensive watch, right? Like, what I'm saying is that certain things are just are what they are. And when people try to upsell you, a true man is not going to do that. That's a con man.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like the alpha male that leads, protects, and provides, we demonstrate by our actions. Mm-hmm. I don't even got to tell you what it is because you know what it is because I'm going to show you what it is. You know what I'm saying? conmen go around. Oh, you know, I got this, I got that, and this and that. And, you know, they conning you at the end of the day. Same thing with women, con women, right? It's like, you know, I'm this, I'm that, and you're just a bird, right? It's like, yo, you're not, you know, you're not what you present to be. Facts. So it's all, gee, it's upselling at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Upselling their life and upselling who they are. That's actually 100% true. Yeah. But again, a lot of people are not happy where they're at, and mm-hmm. they're not happy with how things have turned out. So to make themselves feel better, people lie.
Mm-hmm. True. So I think too, you know, one thing that was interesting, and I know that we can talk about this too, when I spoke to JD yesterday, you know, because it came up, he was like, yo, you know, how do you gauge, you know, when someone is running game on you, when someone is omitting? And, you know, the thing is, like, to speak truth to power is that you never really know. But when you break it down to its core dynamics, I think that really comes down to just trusting your gut.
Yeah.
Right. Your inner compass, your spirit, even though you can't really prove something or pinpoint it, it's always going to talk to you, right? Yeah. When something's off, right? You feel the energy shift, right? You ever been in a relationship with somebody and you know the days when things are good and everything is just hitting and y'all in sync? It's like kid and play in the house party and, you know, mm-hmm. yo, Tisha, everybody dance and they in sync, right? You know them good days yeah. it hit. And then y'all hit them rough days where it's like, something don't feel right today.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, something's off. Oh, the vibe is off. The energy is off. Oh, you know, was you talking about me to your family members? Because you acting kind of funny, like that type of energy. You know what I'm saying? Like that, you know, you talking about me to your friends? Because I kind of feel like the energy shift, you know?
Yeah.
We got to kind of work back to get back to where we need to be. So, you know, I say all that to say is that, you know, you got to trust your inner compass, you know what I'm saying? And really just let that guide you. The term is so true. I love you, but I love me more. Like, you know, I'm not going to let you play me at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. You know what I mean? It's like that is absolute, that's non-negotiable. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think that.
The flip side though, because you have a lot of people that actually want you to lie to them.
JD brought that point up too. Y'all are in sync because he brought that point up too. It's some people that, you know, you got people, because I said, you know, yesterday with him, I was like, you know, I would rather hate the truth than love a lie. And he said, well, yo, Sparks, there's some people out there that would vehemently disagree with you. Right. Yeah. There's some people out there that they love a lot. Like they just want to be oblivious. It's like, okay, you know, as long as, you know, everything is okay at face value, you know, but meanwhile, everything is total chaos beneath the surface, you know. Yeah. So I mean, what's your vantage point?
I've heard plenty of women say that, which gets me every time I hear that, if he's cheating on me, don't let me find out in the streets. Don't embarrass me like that. I will keep me in the dark. I don't want to know. But don't let someone come up to me saying they having sex with you, something like that. And I've always been like, wait, what? And it's just like, yo, but like, let's be 100%. There are relationships where people have been unfaithful and then got to a point where it's like, they're not going to tell the partner because either they decided, okay, I'm going to stop this because I don't want to hurt this person, or this is becoming too complicated and I can't manage these two lives. But there are times that a lot of people will say, don't tell me anything. Keep me in the dark, keep the bills paid, keep the lights on, come home every night, take care of me and the family. And this person can have a whole other family on the other side of the world. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I would never want that because that is ultimate betrayal. But there are some women that are like, the life I'm living, like look at what Kevin Hart and his wife. Brother, you can't tell me that brother hasn't cheated multiple times and things like that. But the conversation and the relationship that these two people have, I would say the level of honesty, she knew what she was getting into once she became the main one. You know what I mean? So she looked at it as, all right, because a lot of women that are with industry niggas and with people that are higher up and have all of this access to exotic and multitudes of punani, they go crazy. They really go crazy. So a lot of the times, you know, you were, you know, the little ugly duckling boy, or you were just a little insecure boy on the playground, and now you are the man. So now it's like a lot of those women stay because they're like, I don't want to either be with a broke man, or I don't want to be with just a regular dude. I actually like the status I get. I like the life I'm living. I like coming home to this fabulous home. And hey, you out there doing your dirt, just don't let me see it. don't let me be embarrassed. There's a lot of people that are fine with that, because they're like, hey, I can be loving and broke anyway. Let me be in love and have status and crying in my Bentley.
Hey, you know, that's true. That's true. Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's a duality to it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a real duality to it. And, you know, I think it boils down to preference and what people want. You know what I mean? Like, so, oh, here's a question I have for you. So do you ever feel that there was a chance on the flip side that someone was omitting from you and that you felt the vibes and you just kind of knew with your intuition that they were lying about something? Like, what's your take on that?
Absolutely.
What was it specifically that he was like, that's cap, man. That's all cap, bro. Straight up.
Yeah. But there are levels to it. I can say in a few relationships where, you know, you go to dinner and the phone gets turned down, or the phone is off around you, or they're having conversations in the other room, or just being funny style. Like, a woman knows, I think a lot of women are not in tune, they're not in tune in a way where they're just like, you know what, I know this is happening, but I don't want to say this is happening. I actually want to just, you know, keep that in the dark. I know for myself, when I found out an ex was cheating, I was like, damn.
How'd you find out?
I found out because I went through his phone, because he got me to a point where I was like, you're not being truthful. You're not being honest. You're being mad weird and you're off. And I think a woman always knows when a man's off. He's not saying I love you the same. He's not vibrant. He's not as loving and as caring, as attentive as he normally is. Mm-hmm. You can tell when a man stops doing the wonderful things that got you. You know something's going on. And a lot of times, it's not always cheating. It could be money issues. It could be family issues. It could be self-esteem issues. Past childhood traumas. All types of stuff will get someone in a trigger mode where they decide they want to withdraw. Mm-hmm. But this person, I knew something was off. He was cheating. I went through his phone, and I just saw it was just too many text messages from chicks. And I was like, yeah. And they could have been taken out of context. I'm only seeing one little sliver because I'm scared he's going to wake up. So I'm just looking and passing and looking through. But I remember an ex, a more recent ex. I actually found a picture of an ex in his house. I was getting something for him out of a drawer, and I go through the drawer, and there's a picture of the ex, and I'm like, why do you still have the picture? Oh, you know, because we were so cool, and then I like to keep memories. And then I was like, but you're not me. Yes, but you're in a whole relationship with me, so there's no reason to keep a picture of an ex.
Right.
And then you also had past Valentine's Day cards and all this stuff. From the ex in the drawer. He had a drawer. It was from like two or three exes. He says he just sentimental. He keeps that kind of stuff. And
wait,
I was like,
wait. Yeah. And how long were y'all dating for?
Oh, maybe 6 months.
Yeah, but still, that's problematic, because it's like, if once you, you know, I just feel like once a relationship is over, then there shouldn't be any pictures. There shouldn't be anything like that. That shows, those are like red flags within itself, right? It's like someone can't let go. You know, you still got these things, these memories, you know, whatever it is. And it's like, all right, there's a disconnect here. Like, what's going on? If you're moving on to a new chapter, then it should be a new chapter. You know what I mean?
Yes. And then that's the real crazy thing when people are like,
was he still in contact with this person? This girl, was he still in contact with her?
He says he wasn't, but who knows? Because you never know what somebody's doing. But that's also, I've had friends that, exes that were friends with their ex.
Well, hold on. Wait, this is a hell of a segue, because we're going to get into this now, because that's what I was just about to ask you. Do you feel that once you enter into a new relationship, that it's okay for someone to still entertain their exes, like still engage them?
Right? I'm 100% like, hell no.
I agree with you.
You're an ex for a reason. You're an ex for a reason. But I have actually been around people who, them and their exes are like best friends. So it's really a catch-22, because I've hanged out with people and I was like, that's your ex-girlfriend? And he's like, yeah, that's my homie. And they legit, it was platonic brother-sister vibes. Even though, and then I'm seeing the new girlfriend sitting there in the midst of that, and I'm just sitting there watching like, this is a damn conundrum. Like, what the hell? Like, how is this even happening? But I remember, like, my last relationship, I remember saying to him, I'm not cool with my exes because I understand the respect level of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean,
it's about respect, man. It's about respect.
The respect level to you that I'm not going to entertain or talk to someone else that's not the person, like, you know what I mean? Like, he was talking to his ex and they were together from high school and they are friends. And they've been friends since high school. No, excuse me, elementary or whatever, just a long time ago. And they were still cool and they would talk every 2 weeks just to check in on one another. And I was like, I don't understand that.
Nah.
She has a life, she has kids, she's married. Why does she still need to talk to you? There is an old flame there.
Yeah, there is.
Fan, and I get from you that I don't get from my husband.
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course. Of course. And that's access too, right? Like when we talk about closing certain doors, right? Yes. And they should be closed permanently. Like, these people should not have access to you. You know, that's retarded. It makes no sense. It's like, you know, it really makes no sense. It's kind of like, you know, lightning in a bottle, right? I'm just going to keep this in case I need it. Like, no, close
that
the door.
That goes back to ego. That goes back to ego and selfishness. Because why did you have a conversation with someone and then I found out he was talking to her about me? And I was like, why are you talking to her about me?
But that's the cap too, right? Because you find like a lot of people like that, like he did, right? He's talking to her about you, but then he's talking to you about her. Like, so, you know, it's a lot of games being played too, right? It's like, yo, you got to take yourself out the mix, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy, man. Yeah, I agree with you. Like, yeah, if you're going to close that door out of respect.
Some comments of people that are like, I keep my door still open and I'm still cool with this person. That person knows I don't want anything from them. And it, you know, that goes back to the whole male and female being.
Yeah, friends. I mean, from a male standpoint, keeping it blatantly raw, the reality is this: is that once a man has had a woman physically, right? This is just the reality of it. A man always feels that he has the potential to get that again, and he's gonna test you. He's gonna test you to see where your mental and emotional fortitude is at.
Yeah.
Are you a bird that can easily just be, you know what I'm saying? I can run some games to you and I can get you anytime I want, you know? Do I have access to you where, you know, I can access you any... The access is power, right? The fact that I can pick up my phone and I can access you anytime I want, it's like I got you on a virtual leash. It's like, come in.
Ooh, that's real. That's real.
That's real talk. I got you on a virtual leash anytime I want. Yeah, I was your ex, but guess what? When I text, you're going to text me back. I got power over you. Peep game. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like people are so oblivious. It's like, oh, you know, it's just innocent conversation. Nah, and telling all the ladies listening, yo, once a man has had physical intercourse with you, he always feels that he has power over you. And he always feels that he has a one up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, you might not be with me, but I had you. Mm-hmm. You know
and
what I'm saying?
Women as well, though, vice versa.
Right. It's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, same thing.
I can call you for any and everything. So I can use your man. I remember hearing that from someone that was like, yeah, I didn't want him, but he would come bring me food. He would take care of this, that, and third because he still wanted a chance. She had no chance in hell for him, but she was using him because he gave access. So I remember one guy actually broke up with his girlfriend because the ex gave an inclination that she wanted to be back. And then she was like, no, I don't want you back. Mm-hmm. But he was like, I broke up with. She was like, I didn't tell you to do that.
Mm-hmm. It's like, a fact.
Like, you know what it is, but again, that's why I'm not a fan of male-female friendships after we've been intimate. I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, no. That's a dub. It never could be just that. It never can. I'm telling you, it's like it never can. Yo, that drunk night where y'all out and y'all chilling, y'all feeling good. Y'all done had some, you know.
Familiar.
It's familiar. It's familiar. And then, you know, memories are deceptive, right? A lot of times it's like if you had past intimacy that was amazing with someone, that sticks out a lot of times, even though the person was a piece of crap, right? So it's like, you know, those memories kind of can get a little jaded and, you know, dicey. So it's like, you got to protect yourself at all costs. You know what I mean?
And then your emotional protection as well, because it's real.
Of course.
Said the same thing my girlfriend said. Because an ex been trying to get back, and she was like, "Don't give him access." She's like,
"Access is big. Access is big, man. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? Yo, one thing now, because you know we're gonna wrap it up soon, cuz. But one thing I wanted to talk about, So what are your thoughts on this? Because this is something that, that came up as well. I know Steve Harvey had put out this book a long time ago, right? He put it out in 2015. So it's basically coming up on a 7-year anniversary. It was entitled Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man.
I have it.
So did you purchase that book?
Yes.
You purchased it, you read it. Okay, so I want to get your thoughts on that book. I never read it, but I will give my thoughts just on the title alone. But you go and tell me what you thought of the book and what your takeaway was and how you was able to, because everything is action-based, right? It's like, all right, how is something applicable? Like, you know, what? How did you apply it? Was it useful? Was it hurtful in some ways? Like, what's your take on it?
So what? Tell me what it is that you got from researching this. Like, you said 7 years. So what was it that stood out that you were like from this book? That you were like,
just at face value. So, you know, full disclosure, I never read the book. Right.
Wow. I didn't watch the movie either.
Right. But full disclosure, right? From a male's perspective. I get his premise. I'm saying I understand what he was saying. What he was saying is that, you know, trying to help females understand men.
To
give them the cheat code. Mm-hmm. I get that. I give him 50% off the rip for that. That's the good. He's in the green.
Yes.
Now I got to take it back down 50%, right? Now he's in the red. And I'll tell you why.
Because
of the title alone, it's misleading. And not everybody is as intelligent as we would like to think, right? Mm-hmm. So some people take information and they misinterpret that information. Then they mishandle it. And once you mishandle something, that's when it becomes destructive.
Okay.
Case in point, the title, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. As a man, I do not want to be in a relationship with a woman that thinks like a man. Straight up. That is destructive as hell. I'm gonna tell you why. You already told me your encounters with men. You know how the male ego is. You got alpha, you got beta. Imagine being in a relationship with an alpha male and you're with a woman who thinks like, trying to think like an alpha male. Here's the deal, right? Everyone knows Michael Jordan was amazing. Michael Jordan was amazing. He was the man. He broke records. He set records. He was the man. Someone can go on the basketball court and try to do the moves like Michael Jordan.
Yes.
But they ain't Michael Jordan.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
And you're going to lose the game.
Of course.
Trying to be Michael. And the metaphor, you can see where I'm going with this.
I want to be like Mike.
Yeah. So you can see where I'm going with this, right? My methodology behind this. I get what he was trying to help women do. I understand that. What I'm saying is that this also can be mishandled, right, by women that are scorned. And
true.
They feel that now they going to be the players and they going to boss up. And it's like, yo, check this out, homeboy. I'm going to run game. I'm going to be out here. I'm going to be like Mike. But meanwhile, you fumbling the ball. You can't dribble right. You're shooting air balls out here on the relationship playing field. You're losing year after year. You're picking all the wrong picks, right? So what I'm saying is that for me personally, I find that women that you know have the most intrigue are the women that actually, like, first of all, like, you know, they bring themselves to the table, being the dynamic person that they are. A real man wants a real woman. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I say a real man. I didn't say a boy. I didn't say someone who's playing games. I didn't say someone, you know, who's about to be. I'm talking about a real man, right? Okay. There's a difference between a man and a male. A male means that you have a reproductive organ. You have a penis. You are a male by gender. You are not a man. What makes a man is when you do the P's. You provide, you protect, you carry yourself in a certain way. You control the room. It's the way you talk, right? It's your confidence. These are things that make a real man. And a real man wants a real woman. So, you know, I think his intent was good. Impact probably on both sides of the spectrum, to be honest with you. I think that he probably impacted a lot of women in a great way, but then some might have mishandled this information.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, when I tell you, I was sipping a Steve Harvey Kool-Aid, hard body. And when that book first came out, I was like, I'm so tired of these stupid relationships. I need better access. And that's exactly what it was. He gave women the cheat code. He helped us understand why y'all brains go where y'all go and why y'all do what y'all do. I think the book was fucking genius.
You like
because
it?
Because I think I am a definitely, I have alpha female tendencies, absolutely. But there is a way to still have.
That's why we get along so good.
Yeah.
He knows alphas.
Of course. All of us, me, you, and Tony. Good God, yeah, we're all alphas.
Yeah, facts.
So it's just like, it gets to a point where you're like, you need the cheat codes because the inconsistencies of the man, the playing of the man, the ghosting of the man, because back then that's when ghosting was big. Negroes would be like, I'm talking to 15 women at once. I'm going to talk to you when I talk to you. I'm going to see. But some women didn't know they were being ghosted. They're thinking, oh, this person's busy. He's taking care of this, that, and the third. Not understanding you are an afterthought. The book gave access to women understanding where their position lied with that man. So as myself, yes, I do think in a masculine way at times, but it comes out feminine. So a lot of women don't know how to switch it. And ladies, this is game. I'm giving y'all game. There is a way to do it where he does not know you have the cheat codes, but there is a way to do it where you're getting what you want. You're getting the access to it. You're having the great conversation. You know how to read between the lines, but you're not coming off as a dude. You're coming off very womanly. And
so give me an example. Because, you know, everything is applicable, right?
I think
it would be most beneficial if you can give an example of something that you have the cheat code for and you've used successfully, where it's like the dude didn't know that you was, because you're running game. I mean, you're running game. Let's call a spade. It's a game, right? You was running game to get what you want. So give an example.
Okay, so I went out with a guy and I can tell he was definitely an alpha, but he was a chauvinist. So I was just sitting there watching this man just being overtly aggressive, just not.
This was the first date?
Maybe, I don't know, it was a minute ago, but I just remember his actions. Okay, I don't know what date it was. Okay. But I remember just watching how he talked to other women, how he was engaging, how he overtalked me, how there were moments where I felt like this man is just worried about what he wants and not the female. So I was like, okay. So I was like, let me go into my bag of tricks. So as I'm sitting there watching
my Steve Harvey book, chapter three, paragraph six.
Paragraph six and seven. I was like, you know what? Okay. Mm-hmm. So when he would talk to me and he would get to the over-talking portion, and in my head, I'm like, this, okay, here he goes again with this over-talking shit. I was like, all right. We're here on a date. We want to get through the date. And I want to still, because the thing is, I still want to be the lady that I am. Even though I want to check him and be like, yo, Buster, I still am a lady and I don't need to come out of character just because he's being stupid. So I leaned across the table. I gently touched his wrist. And I was like, let's say his name was Eric. I have no idea what his name was. I'm like, Eric. I really loved the way our conversation is going. And I was very monotone, gave him direct eye contact, very sensual while saying, I really enjoy our conversation, but I feel like you're over-talking me. And he was like, oh, no, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. I was like, yeah, I want to engage in the conversation as well. You know, all cute and bubbly and just, I want to engage because I'm enjoying talking to you. I'm feeding the ego back to the fool, but letting them know I'm checking you at the same time. So right. That is what, I think that's a prime example of the book. It's letting you know, like, I see your foolishness, but there is a way to engage, because if I still want the person in my life, I'm not going to come out and be like, you're an idiot and you're over-talking me and I'm leaving. That's, you know what I mean? That's one way of handling it. I didn't want to handle it that way. I started doing a lot of research on feminine and masculine energy, which runs through us, and there's a way to channel it in a way that's beneficial. So I was like, you know, I gave him some, and I tell you, he was the sweetest person the rest of the evening. And then as we got into more conversation, he let me know he had a really bad day at work and his boss was getting on his nerves and this, that, and the third, and they were trying to sun him and all this other stuff. And I was like, in my head, I'm thinking, we would have never gotten to hear the nitty gritty if you didn't put that wall down and if you wasn't just going a mile a minute. And that is what the book does. It gives you ways to go in different circumstances and to navigate it into where I wanted to continue having the conversation with him because he was really cute. I wanted to continue having the conversation, but you were getting on my nerves by over-talking me. So let me direct the conversation in a way where I can still hear you, but not be annoyed with you at the same time. So I think that's a prime example what the book does. And I still reread the book. After my breakup, I reread the book for myself because I was like, where did I go wrong when it comes to certain things and attributes that this man exuded?
Well, that's valid. I mean, you know, yeah, if, you know, I'm glad the book was beneficial. That's good.
You know? Women have guys like yourself and then other my brothers and stuff like that can also give me the cheat codes from jump.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's where that book also came in because he came across like a family figure, like an uncle, and people don't have that. They don't have that figure.
That's a valid point you brought up too. I think that it's important that people should have platonic relationships that they don't have a sexual history with, just straight platonic people out there, you know, who are of the opposite sex that can give you genuine information like that, you know, and guide you in the right way. That's important, you know what I'm saying? Because you need that. It's like, you know, women don't fully get men and how they work, right? And vice versa, right? Men don't understand women. It's like, damn, why y'all so emotional all the time? You know, some days you happy, other days it's like you know, you bipolar. Like, who are you? You know what I mean? So it's good to have.
Got to read up on the arsenal, because a better way for you to understand a woman is understanding her emotions and what's going on and read behind that.
Right, exactly.
So take the time to do the research and read, then you get the knowledge. And I think that's all he was giving us was knowledge. And not everyone agrees with him, and not a lot of females don't agree with him. I totally understand. After this shit with his daughter and going from relationship to relationship to relationship, I was like, isn't this what you tell us not to do? And your daughter out here running wagon?
Oh, wait, so that's what he said in the book? He said, don't go from relationship to relationship?
That, and then also on his show, you know, because he's always giving knowledge. On Family Feud, he's giving knowledge. On the show, he's giving knowledge. All these TV shows, he's giving knowledge. And he would talk about that adamantly. And everybody was kind of like, well, don't seem like your daughter's taking, you know, advice. Like, what's happening? Like, every time we see her, something else is running through or something else is happening. So after a certain point, I didn't listen wholeheartedly to him, because in that moment when he
is that really fair? But playing devil's advocate, is that really fair? Right? It's like they say, you know, the psychiatrist or the therapist has the craziest kids.
Yes, the preacher kids.
Ooh, right? The preacher kids. Right?
Yes.
So at the end of the day, it's like, you know, like we PKs, we preachers kids, right? But it's like, you know, all the wild stuff that I did coming up when I was young, is that my mom's fault, really? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like you can't really, but I get the association with it because everything is branding and politics. So people don't give a damn. They like, yo, bruh, your daughter's out here wilding out here in these streets, Stevie.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
You telling us to put the cookies away.
Right, and your daughter got the Costco size cookies out here.
Costco size cookies, absolutely. Right. But I hear you. But again, right. I think that book is cool. That book was absolutely just cheat codes, and we should actually discuss that because it was some good points in there.
Well, look, we gonna do that then. That could probably be the next one that we do.
Yeah.
That's banging me.
There's another one. Women love why men love bitches. I'm reading that now.
What?
Yes.
Wait,
oh, God,
it's
I
called.
Got plenty of books. I know a female listeners like, Tanika, shut up! But I got plenty of books.
Why men love bitches?
Bitches, yep.
Wow, that is interesting.
There's another one. It's called Power of the Pussy. When I tell you, there are some books out here. Because again,
are these books like in like
Amazon,
Barnes and
Audible?
Are these books like in Barnes and Noble or like all these? Oh, I'm thinking like these books is like, you know, when you go on Jamaica Avenue and they got the blanket on the side. and the brother, he got the, my brother, you know, you want to get the latest, you know.
Really, nah. You know. This one, the last, I don't know if Power of the Pussy is in Barnes & Noble, but I do know why Men Love Bitches is in Barnes & Noble.
you gotta talk about these books, man.
Absolutely, but you gotta reread and get the knowledge back. Like my last boyfriend, I thought me and him was solid. I thought we were there, but there was a lot of things that I started changing about myself because I wanted to be more, what am I trying to say? I wanted to be more cooperative. I wanted to not rock the boat as much. But then it got to a point where I stopped being 100% myself because I was in the midst of this relationship. You know what I mean? And that's never a good thing when you lose yourself. So I am rereading these wonderful books because there is always, you know, I'm spitting out the bones and I'm eating the meat. So I'm just enjoying looking at them. Why Men Love Bitches, we can read passages from that next time I'm on here.
Of course.
I got the books next to me on my Kindle.
Give me, all right. So, yeah. So I mean, we'll get on the next podcast.
Here it is.
But tell me this: what's the best thing that you've read out of that book so far?
So, out of Why Men Love Bitches.
Yeah.
The best thing I've read out of the book was just it's more of a context of understanding that men love women who have a mind of their own. They love not being agreed with 24/7. They love it when a woman knows how to speak her mind, but in a feminine way.
Facts.
So I could sit there and curse you out, but if I'm doing it in a feminine way where you're understanding and hearing me clearly, you can be mad at me, but you still respecting me at the same time.
Facts.
And they say, you know, like, bitches is someone that I'm not calling you, or I'm not texting you first, or I'm not returning your text message for a day. You know what I mean? Just to keep y'all in your tone because as a book, y'all are hunters. Y'all are hunters. We can't be too
available. I agree.
We cannot be too available. And that's what I'm reading in the book.
I agree. Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, that's dope. That's dope, man. All right.
Oh, yeah. We definitely got to discuss that. I got some books.
Nah, we're going to break it down, man. Yeah, we're going to break it down. So. Yo, this was fire, man. I hope, yo, all the listeners really dug this, man. I know they did, man. It's always fire when we do this, man. You know what I'm saying?
I love talking relationship with you because we are so straightforward and people get
put the cards out there.
Both worlds.
Yeah.
But in a way where it's still funny, but informative.
Of course. It's like, yo, it's straight raw. You know what I'm saying? We just put the cards on the table. And that's the best thing, man. So,
yep.
Yo, fire, cuz. That's what's up,
man.
Yeah, well, that's it, man. So we definitely gonna do this again, man. And you know, shout out to everybody. Yo, give them your social media if they want to follow you on social media.
Hello, Miss Platinika. Yes. So as y'all know, I'm a hairstylist as well as a wedding stylist. So my IG and Twitter handle is Hair by Sadiku, Sadiku. And my website is www.tamikasadiku.com.
There we go. There it is, man. So no doubt. So, yo, we on it once again. Diagnosis Success Podcast. Me and my cuz, Tanika Sadiku. If you love me, you'll lie to me. We broke it down, going over omission, lies, everything. So we definitely going to keep it going and keep y'all informed, man. Yo, for the new listeners, shout out to y'all.
That's next.
Word up. Coming down the pipeline, baby. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, if y'all ain't tapped in, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. It's fire. We're coming up on a year of some fire podcasts. We got more coming. Me and Nika's going to do more. We got crazy stuff coming. It's going to be a big year. Also, January 28th, Universal Records, The Temptations record is coming out. We produced and I'm rapping on track number one. So make sure that y'all check that record out. It's a big record.
Track
number one, man. You know what I'm saying? We aiming for some Grammys here. You know what I'm saying? So we got Smokey Robinson on the album too. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man.
I just want to go to one party.
We're gonna be lit.
I mean, elevated black man.
We outside. No doubt. So shout out to everybody. Thanks for the listeners, man. Diagnosis Success Podcast. Much love, man. Keep it tuned, keep it locked.
Winning so much that they seem wrong. Never gonna lose, that's my theme song. I'm just a kid, Billy Jean song. Back to reality, ain't no one bad as me. See, they be doubting, but I keep on actually pushing. Not giving up, that's how I give it up. Pushing, not giving up, that's how I give it up. That's how I give it up.